Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, signs several agreements. Governor Laga Nisan emphasizes on collective efforts to tackle homelessness and begging in state. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio announces plans for Nagaland International Gold Cup to host international football event and parliamentary panel recommends prompt action for early setup of Guwahati High Court in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. India and Chile today exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both sides also exchanged letters of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America. He said, in today's discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने आने वाले दशक में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए कई नए इनिशिएटिव की पहचान की. आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में वृद्धि का हम स्वागत करते हैं. आज हमने एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट पर चर्चा शुरू करने के लिए अपनी टीम्स को निर्देश दिए हैं.
Mr. Modi said partnership in the field of critical minerals will be emphasized. He said work will be done to establish resilient supply and value chains. Expressing joy that the people of Chile have adopted yoga as a healthy lifestyle, Mr. Modi said, declaring 4th of November as National Yoga Day in Chile is inspiring for all. He said both sides also discussed on increasing cooperation in Ayurveda and traditional medicine in Chile. The President of Chile arrived in New Delhi today on a 5-day visit to India. This is the President Boric's first visit to India as president. Governor Laga Nisan has emphasized on collective efforts to tackle homelessness and begging in the state. Inaugurating the Hope Channel's shelter home for beggars and homeless in Dimapur today, the governor highlighted that the government alone cannot eliminate beggary and urged civil society organizations and faith-based institutions to collaborate in addressing this social challenge.
The government alone cannot eradicate the poverty, eradicate the beggary. It requires the commitment of individuals, civil society organizations and faith-based institutions.
He advocated for a society where compassion leads to action and empathy results in empowerment. During his address, the governor referred to the Bombay Prevention of Begging Act, 1959, which criminalizes begging in several states and allows authorities to detain beggars and place them in rehabilitation homes. Expressing hope that similar measures could be adopted in Nagaland, he underscored the need for compassionate implementation of such laws to effectively address the issue. Lauding the initiative, the governor described the shelter as a step towards restoring hope and purpose to those abandoned by society. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today announced plans to set up the Nagaland International Gold Cup to host an international event with 4 local teams, 4 national teams and 4 international teams. This event will prepare our local clubs for the national level, Mr. Rio said, at the Nagaland Super League finals this evening.
We had conceived the idea of bringing Nagaland International Gold Cup. We will prepare to host an international event with 4 local teams, 4 national teams and 4 international teams. This event will carry forward the momentum and prepare our local clubs for the first league at national level.
The Chief Minister also announced cash incentives of 2 crore rupees per annum to the team which qualifies first at national level. He also announced the Chief Minister's sports scholarships to select young talents for top football academies. This will be funded by the Chief Minister's Sports Fund in collaboration with the Nagaland Olympic Association, the affiliated sports associations and the national federations. Further, Mr. Rio said, a state-supported Nagaland Football Academy will be set up at the Chumukedema Football Stadium in collaboration with an internationally reputed institution to nurture young talent and elevate the sporting landscape of Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment infrastructure and nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the commemoration of RBI's 90th year in Mumbai today, the president highlighted that the central bank's remarkable journey over the past 9 decades has been aligned with the vision and policies of the government. She emphasized that as India approaches the centenary of its independence, the mission of Viksit Bharat 2047 calls for a financial ecosystem that is innovative, adaptive, and accessible to all. A parliamentary panel has recommended prompt action for the early establishment of a high court in Nagaland. In its report on judicial infrastructure in the northeastern states presented in Parliament last week, the department-related Standing Committee on Law and Personnel suggested that the Department of Justice expedite the necessary process, including consultations with the Home Affairs Ministry for early setup of the Nagaland High Court. The matter has been in motion since 2021, the committee said, highlighting that there is a merit in Nagaland's demand for a separate High Court. The panel called upon the Ministry of Law and Justice to coordinate with Home Affairs Ministry to address the demand. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today called for a techno-legal approach to tackle crime, as law alone cannot be sufficient in the new age. The minister said this while delivering the 21st D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of the Central Bureau of Investigations, CBI's 62nd Foundation Day. Mr. Vaishnaw mentioned that rapid technological, economic and social growth have altered the context of conventional investigation. He said that to solve new age challenges, especially the ones raised by AI, the CBI should look at more collaboration with startups, industry and academia.
In our AI mission, we are collaborating with academia to create many new tools. Our academia, our scientists, our researchers today have a strength which needs to be harnessed by everybody, by the government departments, by investigating agencies, by the law officers, by everybody, so that we can create, in this world of new technology, we can create technological solutions.
Mr. Vaishnaw called for a state-of-the-art cyber forensic labs by partnering with various institutes and ministries. The Business Association of Nagas BAN has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Small Industries Development Bank of India SIDBI under the Program for Capacity Building of Business Member Organizations Scheme. The MOU aims to develop the micro, small and medium enterprises MSME ecosystem in Nagaland with focus on capacity building and improved access to credit for BAN members. The MOU was signed by BAN President L. Monkum Jamir and General Manager Guwahati Region SIDBI Bhanu Prakash Verma in the presence of officials from both organizations. Through this MOU, SIDBI and BAN reaffirmed their commitment to empower entrepreneurs, facilitate access to credit and promote sustainable business development in Nagaland. SIDBI is also actively working with the Nagaland government to fund various MSME-linked projects under the SIDBI Cluster Development Fund. And to end the news, remind of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, signs several agreements. Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes on collective efforts to tackle homelessness and begging in the state. Chief Minister Nipurio announces plans for Nagaland International Gold Cup to host international football event, and parliamentary panel recommends prompt action for early setup of High Court in Nagaland. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.